the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure. With Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit already in the package. Oh boy, raisins and toasted bran flakes. Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Today, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal that comes out of the box with the fruit already in the package, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Monster in the Cave. Saddle buddies, do you know what breakfast cereal you eat with fruit every time? Kellogg's Raisin Bran? Right. When you pour those crisp bran flakes into your breakfast bowl, the fruit comes a-tumbling right out of the same package. Lots and lots of honeycomb-coated raisins are mixed right in with those golden brown bran flakes. Delicious! Why, you'll say that a big bowl full of Kellogg's Raisin Bran is practically a breakfast in itself. So why not ask Mom for the cereal with the fruit right in the package, Kellogg's Raisin Bran? United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles fought hand-to-hand with some of the hardest outlaws of the Old West. But they had to find a new way to do battle with one of the most frightening enemies they ever met, the monster in the cave.
Joker, now doggone it, stop that before you kick a wall out of the livery stable.
Jingles, you all right?
Oh, I'm all right, Bill. Joker wasn't trying to kick me. He's just trying to knock this stable down for some reason.
That's not like him. He's pushed you in the creek a few times and taken a few little bites out of you when he's mad at you, but he's never gone in for kicking before. What'd you do to him?
Well, all I did was to throw a saddle on him. I've done that 1,000 times before. Easy now, Joker!
Pull the saddle off and let's take a look at it.
Oh, all right. There.
All right, bring it out of the stall. We'll have a look at it.
Oh, now cut it out. Stop nibbling my ear, Joker. I know you're glad to get the saddle off. Cut it out.
I don't see anything wrong with the saddle.
Neither do I, but sure didn't like it, did you, Joker?
Hey, wait a minute. There is something there. A roll of paper.
Paper? Well, Joker's getting mighty touchy when he starts kicking because there's a piece of paper under his saddle.
It was rolled up and it felt strange to him.
What is it, Bill?
Hey, looks like some kind of a map.
Well, now that's funny. Who'd put a map under my saddle?
I don't know, but here's some writing on the edge of it.
What's it say? Huh, Bill? What's it say?
It says, Barney, Hickok's in town. Take the stuff to the hideout before he finds it. Put it where the X is.
Oh, what else does it say?
That's all. Then there's this map.
Let me see. Well, looks like a map of a fried egg.
Those lines could be a lake or a valley or maybe even a ranch.
Don't say, huh?
Nope, isn't even signed. But it's addressed to Barney, whoever he is.
Well, whoever he is, he's supposed to hide the stuff before you find it.
What stuff?
The stuff. It says so right there.
Sure, but what is it?
Bill Hickok, you know better than ask me questions. I never know the answers.
I don't either, partner. But somebody dealt us into this game when they put my name on that map and hid it under Joker's saddle. I guess we better find out what our next play is.
Look out, Jingles!
He's outside the window!
He's heading for the street. Let's get to the front door.
Did you get a look at him?
Just his back. He's wearing a red shirt.
Here's the street. Now which way?
I don't see anybody. Come on, let's look around the side of the stable.
Well, I don't see anybody around here either.
You're right. He got away. But why did he take a shot at us in the first place?
How should I know? I don't know anybody in this town that's mad at us.
No, but at least two people here are afraid of us.
They are? Who?
Barney, for one. The other is the man who wrote that note on the edge of the map.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If they're afraid enough to hide the stuff just because we're in town, they might be scared enough to try to gun us down.
Well, now that makes sense. Now all we have to do is find out who those two gents are and where they are. Well, where do we start?
When you're looking for folks that are afraid of the law, you might get some information at the sheriff's office. Let's go take a look.
Dad, blame it, Bill. You ain't giving me much to work on.
All I have is the map and the name Barney Sheriff.
And a sidewinder in a red shirt that tried to bushwhack us.
Nobody named Barney in them wanted posters. And for the shirt, there's a heap of red shirts in this town. Heap of bushwhackers, too.
Any unexplained crimes take place around here lately, Sheriff?
Oh, you mean a few citizens getting plugged in gun fights, or you mean serious crimes?
He means, has anybody done anything that they shouldn't have done? That since they done it, you haven't found out who done it or caught up with anybody and arrested them for doing it.
Oh. Oh, sure, sure. And now that you put it real simple like that, sure. There's been 3 bank robberies in the county in the last week. Big ones. $12,000 going altogether.
Now we're getting somewhere. Any idea who pulled these robberies?
Nope. 2 gunmen with masks each time.
Ain't been caught yet, huh?
Nope. Got away slick as a whistle with all the loot.
Bill.
What's the matter, partner?
Don't turn around, but outside that window behind you, I saw a man in a red shirt. He's across the street watching this office.
Walk toward the door. Easy.
Yeah. I see him now. He's leaving, though.
Yank open the door, Jingles, and duck.
Okay, here goes!
It's Raisin, 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 Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the breakfast food with the fruit right in the package.
Raisins, raisins, raisins. Golly, Wranglers, there sure are a lot of raisins in a box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. And when you pour those crisp bran flakes into your cereal bowl, you can see these sure are no ordinary raisins either. Yes, sir, these raisins are something special. They're fresh and plump and sweet. And they're covered all over with Kellogg's secret honeycomb coating to keep them that way. Just one bowl of Kellogg's Raisin Bran will show you just how extra good-tasting those honeycomb-coated raisins can make a cereal. And the Kellogg folks tumble lots of those honeycomb-coated raisins right in with their crisp golden bran flakes to give you a wonderful cereal treat with the fruit already in it. That's Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and it's delicious. So why not round up your mom and tell her you'd like to have this swell-tasting cereal and fruit combination real soon. Tell her to get Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit right in the package.
Help yourself to Raisin Bran, Kellogg's famous Raisin Bran. Get it today, as soon as you can, as soon as you can, as soon as you can. Kellogg's!
Twice within a few minutes, Wild Bill and Jingles were fired on by the unknown man in the red shirt. As they opened the door of the sheriff's office, the man fired and ran as Bill pumped 2 quick shots after him.
Did you get him, Bill?
I took a piece off that red shirt just as he dodged in the alley.
Come on.
Tall fellow with a black beard, Bill.
Ever seen before, Sheriff?
I can't say for sure. Looked like a stranger to me.
Here's the alley, Bill.
There he goes, round the corner.
Dad, blame it, riding the black horse and really busting the dust. Alley's got away again, Bill.
Yeah, but this time we're going after him. Get Buckshot and Joker and let's hit the trail.
Still see his trail, Bill.
Once in a while, Jingles. He's heading for the mountains.
Well, that's mighty wild country up there. No telling what we run into.
Pull up a minute.
Oh, slow down.
Oh, Sam.
Well, your horse's name is Sam, huh, Sheriff?
Yep. I named him after my Aunt Samantha.
Oh.
What are we stopping now for, Bill?
This trail is getting too rocky to follow tracks anymore. We're going to have to start guessing where that gent is headed for.
Well, that's easy. He's headed for the mountains. 200 square miles of rocks and cliffs and canyons and forests. Oh, won't be no trick at all to find him in there.
Jingles is right, Bill. Finding him in that country is a tall order.
We've got one thing to work from, though. A map we found under Jingles' saddle.
Oh, I almost forgot that. But it won't tell us nothing unless we know what it's a map of.
Maybe the sheriff has some idea. You know, he hasn't seen it yet.
What was that map doing under your saddle, Jingles?
Well, don't ask me. I suppose it was intended for this Barney, whoever he is.
Take a look, Sheriff. Any idea what this map means?
Well, now, I don't know, Bill. It seems to me like I've seen something just like it before. Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, I know I haven't. It don't make no sense at all.
Yes, it does, Jingles. There's a big map of the county back in my office. And there's a place on it that looks just like this.
Can you remember where it is?
Sure. It's a place between two mountains called Horseshoe Meadows. It ain't far from here.
You sure?
Pretty sure. These curved lines here would be the meadows. And this kind of pocket-like thing would be the old Indian cave at the head of the valley.
Oh, Bill, the place marked X on the map would be in the cave then.
That's right. That'd be a good place to hide the money that's been taken in the bank robberies lately. Come on, let's take a look at Horseshoe Meadows.
Barney! Hey, Barney! You in here?
Yeah, Blaze. Over by the statue.
Light up a lantern so I can see where you are. This torch of mine is burning out.
Okay. Just a minute.
I hope you got everything ready. We're liable to have visitors dropping in on us any minute.
You mean Hickok is on your trail?
Hickok and that big deputy of his, and even old Whistling Joe, the sheriff.
Yeah, I hadn't figured on a whole posse. It's all right with me. I'm ready for them. And we might just as well get all the lawmen out of the way at once.
The next time you want to bait a trap for Hickok, don't ask me to be the bait. He shoots too straight and too fast to suit me.
Did you have any trouble?
Outside of almost getting killed, no. I put the phony map under Jingle's saddle, like you said. Then after they found that, I took a couple of shots at them so they'd follow me. The only trouble was that every slug I threw, I got at least two back at me. It was pretty close.
Yeah, never mind that now. They're on their way to the cave. Once they get in here and come to this place marked X on the map, that'll be the end of all three of them.
You sure go to a lot of trouble to get even, don't you, Barney?
I'd go to any amount of trouble to get Hickok. 5 years ago, he broke my arm in a gunfight and sent me to prison. Every day of those 5 years, I've been figuring out a way to get him for sure.
Well, this trap of yours might do it. But I don't know why you don't just wait for him on the trail and put a bullet into him.
A lot of Jaspers have tried that, me included. And Hickok is still healthy. This way, he'll walk into a trap and won't have a chance. Just look how I got it rigged up.
Show me how it works.
Yeah, this big stone statue or idol or whatever it is that the Indians left in here must weigh a couple of tons.
Sure.
Now, I've put the stolen bank money in that hole right at the statue's foot, so they'll be sure to find it.
And then they'll probably bend down to look at it or take it out.
Yeah, that's right. You and me are hiding back in the dark tunnel where they can't see us. But we can see them.
And you got a fuse running from back there to the dynamite.
That's it. Three sticks of dynamite behind that big statue. When I light that fast fuse, the big thing tumbles right over on them. And no more Hickok.
Well, that's the kind of a crazy scheme I'd expect from a crazy coyote like you, Barney. But go ahead and see if it'll work.
It'll work. It'll work. You watch.
I'll be watching. But with a six gun in each hand, so if anything goes wrong, I'll fill this cave with .45 caliber slugs and get Hickok my own way.
How much farther we got to go, Sheriff?
Oh, not much further, Wild Bill. It seems to me that little meadow is just around the next bend.
You seem to know this country pretty well, Sheriff.
Oh, sure. Do a lot of hunting up in here. What wonderful country for quail.
For quail? Looks more like pheasant country to me.
Well, that's what it is, Jingles, but I couldn't say pheasant. Yeah, it's pretty good quail country, too, you know.
We're hunting bigger game than quail or pheasant this time. Take another look at that map, Jingles.
Oh, sure. Got it right here, Bill.
You know, we may be just playing a wild hunch. We're not sure that Jasper headed up this way at all.
I don't think so, Bill. The country's beginning to look something like this map. Now, here, take a look.
Yeah, take a look, Wild Bill. Doesn't this little meadow look just like them lines on the map?
Sure does, Sheriff. There's the cave you told us about right over there.
Well, if them two coyotes are the bank robbers, they're sure going to be surprised that we found their hiding place so soon.
I don't know whether they'll be surprised or not, Jingles. I'm still wondering how that map happened to get under your saddle.
I told you, Bill, it was put there by mistake.
Or it could have been put there on purpose, so we'd be sure to investigate the cave.
Bill Hickok, if somebody had wanted us to find this cave, they'd have made a map that was easier to read than that one.
If they made it too easy, it might look like a trap.
Well, Bill, you think maybe we're going to run into trouble in that cave?
Sheriff, with Wild Bill, you most always run into trouble.
We'll soon find out.
Well, up to now, I was feeling pretty good about catching up with these varmints. But if we're going to get bushwhacked in that cave, I ain't so sure.
There's only one way to find out. Let's go in.
Well, that's Bill for you. Liable to be dangerous, he just says, let's go in.
Well, this is an old Indian cave. You see, most folks figure it's haunted, and they won't go near it.
Well, I don't believe much in haunts and ghosts, but I'm still in favor of not going near this place.
Here's a couple of pine knots I picked up outside, Jingles. Let's light them up for torches.
Yeah, it is getting pretty dark in here.
There, that's better.
All right, let's go, and keep your guns handy.
Mine are handy. In fact, I got one of them right in my fist.
Well, this cave's getting bigger. It's opening out into a great big room.
Looks like it'd been dug out a long time ago.
Yeah, look at all the carving on the walls.
Looks to me like this was some kind of a temple. Probably used by cliff dwellers before the Indians ever came here.
Yeah, it kind of gives me the creeps.
Yeah. Look in the shadows over there.
Some are offering snakes.
It's a grizzly bear, 12 foot tall, shooting.
Big breakfast, good, good snacks. Swing the Kellogg Sugar Smacks. Boys and girls, when you see the clowns at the circus, you have a smacking good time watching. And when you see the clowns on a box of Kellogg Sugar Smacks, you have a smacking good time eating. Yes, sir, those better never puffs of wheat are sugar toasted and candy sweet. That's why Kellogg Sugar Smacks are a barrel of fun every time, whether you eat them right out of the box for snacks or out of your bowl for breakfast. Fact is, everything about Kellogg's Sugar Smacks is fun. The big, bright circus red box with the real live circus clowns on the front, and inside the box, sugar-toasted puffs of wheat that just can't be beat for crispness and flavor. You know your smacks will stay crisp and fresh, too, with that special inner wrapper of pure aluminum foil. Yep, for big, big breakfast and for good, good snacks, nothing's more fun than Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, double charged with energy from both wheat and sugar. Be sure to ask Mom for the better-never puffs of wheat, sugar-toasted and candy-sweet, Kellogg's Smackin' Good Sugar Smacks. While Bill, Jingles, and the sheriff, exploring the mysterious old cavern, suddenly saw in the shadows the monster of the cave. Thinking it was a huge grizzly bear, Jingles excitedly fired at it.
Jingles, hold your fire.
But Bill!
That isn't alive. It's a big stone statue.
It's what?
Bill's right, Jingles. It's a big stone idol of some kind.
Oh, this is loco. It don't show no statue on that map.
Come to think of it, partner, this is just about the spot that's marked X on that map. Yeah, hold your torch close to that thing.
Hey, look, Bill. There's something hidden under there.
Yeah, looks like money bags.
That's what it is. Let's haul them out and take a look.
Well, what do you know? Out there are some of the stolen bank money.
Yeah, your hunch is right so far, Bill. Now, I just hope you ain't right about this whole thing being a trap for us.
Hold it. Listen.
What do you hear?
Quiet. That's a fuse burning. Run! This way! Into that tunnel, quick! Jingles, you all right?
Yeah, I guess so, Bill, but I feel like I've been run over by stampeding steers.
Hey, they're shooting at our torches.
Put them out.
Yeah, they're back in the tunnel, Bill. I saw the flash.
So did I. Come on out of there with your hands up.
Come on back and get us, Hickok. You'll never go out of this cave alive if you try it.
Bill, I've heard that voice before.
So have I. That's Barney Craig. We had one of the toughest gunfights of our lives with him 5 years ago.
I can hear you, Hickok. If you think that fight was tough, wait till you see what happens this time.
Well, he's a real mean one, Bill. What are we going to do about him?
Go in and dig him out, I guess.
We're waiting for you, Hickok. Come on.
Hey, that's another voice. There's two of them.
That's right, Sheriff. Let's get them, Jingles.
I don't like this. It's dark as the inside of a cow. They can hear us coming, and we can't hear them. I'd be willing to bet about 5-1 that this is the time we get our ears shot off. Hey!
Still got your ears, partner?
Yeah, but just barely. That makes me mad.
I see him.
Barney! He got me with that one!
That's tough. He ain't getting me, though.
Barney! He ain't leaving me!
He's trying to get past us in the dark, Bill.
Light your torches. We're going to have to take the chance. I got him, Jingles. Hurry up with that light.
You haven't got me. I'll break you in two.
I'll try my best to stop you, Barney. I want to take you back to prison.
Sheriff, I can't find my torch. Where's yours?
I dropped it, Jingles. I'm looking over it.
I could fight better if I could see what I'm doing.
Just a minute, Bill. Me and the sheriff are looking for the torches.
I'll flatten you and be gone before they find them.
We'll see about that.
Here's mine. Light coming right up, Bill. There, Bill. Look out. Well, 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 what do you know? Bill, you knocked him back into that big stone statue and he hit his head on it.
You know, that's kind of funny. That's all right. He set a trap to kill us with that big stone idol, and it wound up knocking him out for you, Bill.
That's all right with me. I'm glad the statue jumped in to help me.
Yeah, another thing the statue did was to fall down on top of the stolen bank money. If Barney had got away, why, he'd have lost all the money they stole anyhow.
We'll get a crew from town to help us dig the money out. Right, now let's tie up these two and take them off to jail.
Yeah. You know, if I didn't think Joker would object, I'd take that old idol around with me. It'd make a real good partner whenever we had to do any fighting.
Here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, that's our story for today. Andy, what's the next adventure about?
Well, all our young friends are going to learn of a mistake that Wild Bill makes when he depends on Jingles' amazing memory.
So long, kids.
See you Wednesday.
You never miss when your hand shoots out the Kellogg's Variety Pack. You pick a favorite every time. For Kellogg's Variety Pack is a collection of your favorite Kellogg's cereals. 10 individual serving boxes. Pick Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's Raisin Bran or those great sugar frosted flakes or any of the other wonderful Kellogg's cereals in Variety Pack. Every one a favorite. Next time Mom goes shopping, ask her to get that never-miss pack, Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jess Kirkpatrick, Howard Culver, and Jim Nusser. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Wednesday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild!